What's shaking? Hey, I'm Rick Jordan. Today, we're going all in. All right, you're never gonna guess this today. This is the first of this name I've ever had as a guest on the show. And as we were talking a little bit backstage, I'm like, this is gonna turn out really sexy for the girls just because of the name. Yeah, you hear him laughing. Michelangelo Girardi, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick.
Dude, it's awesome to have you here. And I know we were saying like you go by Michael, but you just started introducing yourself as Michelangelo?
Yeah, I used to be embarrassed by the name when I was younger because I was the only, you don't want to be different when you're younger. And I was the only Michelangelo ever. So it was always Michael. And as I've gotten older, Michelangelo now.
You've embraced it. You've embraced your heritage. Yeah, you've embraced all the sexiness. I love it, man. Well, I'm excited to have you on. And I mean, this is one of the things that I'm pumped to talk about because you scaled an online fitness business to over 50K a month. You know, and I think that, so if you're looking at that, it's, you know, what is that? $600,000 a year at least, right? And you're a little over that. But I mean, so many people who are like, I want to start an online business or I want to throw out a course. I want to, you know, how do I do this? I need to have social proof. But then of course they're like, I need to run ads. And you, sir, you did not.
No, I experimented with ads. I can't lie there, but everything I've done was what we call organic. And just because I could never get ads to work. And if I can keep my profit margins higher, then I'd rather figure out a way to not have to burn money on ads and just keep the profit for myself.
That's awesome, man. I was just talking to a good friend of mine the other day and how he was selling like a $27 a month course, right? And he's up to just that $27 a month course. He's up to like $1,000 a day. You know, is what he's running through this. I'm like, that's awesome. He's like, yeah, and I take half that. This is what he's telling me, and funnel it back into ads to keep promoting the course. But you say organic, dude. How'd you do that?
So I've been posting every day since 2018 on Instagram. So, you know, I used to be in my college dorm. Everyone would be pre-gaming downstairs and I'd be making my Photoshopped infographic on Instagram back in the day. So I've been building a brand for a long time and now it's never been easier to go viral and to reach people that don't follow you on Instagram just because of the algorithm. And so if you know how the algorithm works, it's very easy to reach millions and millions and millions of people every single month. And then it's one thing getting the viewers, but it's another thing getting viewers who want to buy.
That's intriguing, brother. So I don't know if this is what we were supposed to talk about today because I mean, you're a fitness guru, right? But it's like, let's be real. I mean, you went all in with this, you know, and to the point to where it's generating a great, great, healthy revenue stream for you. Now, as you're talking about organic, because I was on a show last week and I was actually interviewing Neil Patel. Everybody knows who Neil Patel is. You know, and he was talking about that organic method and trying to test certain content and throw it up on X first, because X doesn't discriminate against crap content. Like he was saying, like, if you test it out on X, X will not limit the amount of reach of your future posts if you put some crap on there. Whereas Instagram, you're talking about the algorithm, like if they see a pattern of content that doesn't reach a lot of people, they won't push your future posts out as much. You know, so what else have you discovered about this organic reach with the algorithm?
So about the algorithm itself, people's attention spans like the size of a pea. So you have to grab it quick and you need to hold on to it. So the algorithm likes when you can keep people on the platform. That's what all these platforms want to do. So if you can provide a attention grabbing hook in the video and then have a 6 to 7 second video that just keeps replaying, you put the value down below in the caption. And so as they have to read this value on the caption from the hook that told them to, your video is replaying over and over and over again. And so it's getting pushed out because no one's watching the video. It's all about the caption. And so that's the new wave that's going on here.
That's cool. So your hook is the 6 to 7 second video. And then the value you provide is actually in a longer caption below that. So they have to keep reading it. That's freaking brilliant, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the way it works. And so when you throw in a call to action in the caption, it's really good. So I kind of break it down of you have your primary hook in the video, secondary hook that gets them to open the caption. Then you have value, call to action, value, call to action. So if you have call to actions on both of the captions at the top and the bottom for for people who just skip to the bottom, or someone who can't read the whole caption through and stops midway.
That's cool, brother. Give me an example of a call to action that works really well for you.
DM me the word scale if you want to learn how I built a $50,000 a month fitness business.
That's awesome. So you're teaching people how to do this, dude. The fitness business, from what you're saying, is more like a proof of concept. It's like, because I'm guessing you can do this with anything. Obviously, you can do this with anything.
Exactly. So if you're an online health coach, really any coach, I just aim and market towards health because that's what I've done. You can do it pretty much with anything. The algorithm doesn't change person to person. And if you have a service-based coaching offer, it works no matter what that offer is. So yeah, my new transition is into consulting.
That's so cool, man. But you started in fitness, obviously. I mean, you look pretty good.
Yeah, started in fitness. I was actually on the road to physical therapy, went all the way through school, dropped out and pursued a fitness thing full time.
That's awesome, man. That's so cool. I mean, what do you focus on most? Do you focus on weight training? Do you focus on cardio? Because I kind of see a little mixture of both with you.
I actually do no cardio. The only cardio I get is pickleball.
You are my guy, dude. I freaking hate cardio.
Yeah.
People are like, well, you don't do cardio. I'm like, look at these, you know? And it's like, I get up to like 150 plus beats per minute with my heart just from lifting.
Yeah. So I only do lift. I go to Redcon here in Boca. I'm a meathead at heart. And so I don't do any cardio other than whatever I do of physical activity outside of the gym.
You're a meathead at heart. I mean, most of our listeners are on audio, you know, but it's but at the same, I look at you and I'm like, you're not like a guy that's like up there that's like super shredded. Like I was with Flex Lewis last week, you know, 7-time Mr. Olympia.
Yeah,
you know, so I would classify him lovingly to my friend Flex as a meathead. But you're just fit, bro. That's it.
Yeah, I grew up, you know, watching Flex, watching, you know, Jay Cutler, like those are the guys I idolized and, you know, I wanted to be, but obviously things change. So that's why I say at heart.
Yeah, that's awesome, brother. That's cool. So this algorithm thing, because I mean, you're now helping coaches scale, which is really awesome. There's got to be something beyond that, because it's if a call to action is DM me scale, what are the steps after that they need to take? I mean, obviously, freaking respond, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so I say it's relationship building, and I call it getting down in the DM. So you need to take this person that is interested in your free guide that you told them that you're going to give them and turn them into someone that's foaming at the mouth wanting your help. So taking them from A to Z. What are your goals? What are you struggling with? What have you tried? Have you ever worked with a coach before? And you're basically just telling them the opposite of what they're telling you, and that you have the solution to their problem ethically, obviously.
Yeah.
And so from the DM, that's where you try to get them on a sales call.
That's cool. So you tell them the opposite of what they're telling you. So if I told you, you know, hey, I want to get rid of some belly fat. I'm sure that's a common one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So opposite of like, say, hey, I want to get rid of belly fat. I would say, what have you tried so far? You would tell me that you've tried a calorie deficit and you've tried to do cardio. So I would say, hey, I'm actually going to put you in a reverse diet and I want you to do only weightlifting. So I'm telling you the opposite of what you just did, because obviously what you did isn't working.
That's mind blowing for people, isn't it? Like, I only want you to lift. I don't want you to do cardio.
Yeah. But no one likes cardio. Really, most people don't, unless you're a marathon runner. So fitness people just want a couple things, man. They want results, and they want results quick and easy. So if you can offer that, you're a shoo-in.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so people want results quickly, but I'm sure you've got most of the people that come to you, right? Because I'm sure you've got your certain avatar, and this is part of marketing, this stuff too. Yeah, I'm sure it's not like a woman who's 250 pounds that's saying, you know, I want to lose 100 pounds by next week. What's what's the typical, you probably found your audience, right? And that's an important part of this.
One thing that I found really interesting for the listeners too, that do go viral. If you go viral and it's kind of crummy content, you go viral in India, which you don't want to do, obviously. So
wait, back up. If it's crappy content, you'll still go viral, but you go viral in India.
Right. So like, if you're like, hey, here's how to get jacked and build huge biceps, you have all these Indians and Pakistanians and, people in third world countries that are coming in, because Instagram, for whatever reason, likes to push it out there. And so if you go viral with the wrong thing, you could really screw up, because now you have all these people coming in that there's no way they're going to buy your stuff because the currency is just too different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dude, I got so many Indian voices going through my head right now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I want to lift. This is what I want. You know, I would pay the money. But
it's yeah. And until they, you know, it's like a house payment for them. It's not possible. Okay. Right.
So you're talking like the geo-economical tides are very, very different over there. So, right. I don't know what your stuff costs, but like a $27 a month course in my example would be something extremely expensive for them.
$27 they can do. But like the cost of a personal trainer, have you ever hired a trainer before?
Yeah. A while back. Yep. I learned what I needed to. Then I just do my own crap at home.
Yeah. So let's say average trainer is $100 per session. You see them three times a week. That's 300 a week times four is 1200 a month. There's no way someone in India can afford $1,200 a month unless you're mega wealthy.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. That makes sense, man. That's interesting, though, that it still pushes it out over that direction. If it's crappy
odd. I don't know why. Yeah, it's very odd. So back to what I was saying, I've changed my message. You were asking about my avatar.
Yeah.
To more people that a higher level care about, right? Your testosterone levels, your cortisol levels, how they affect your performance at work. Because that now I found gets pushed to the Americans and the United Kingdom people and those kinds of people.
Interesting. That's so cool. So I wonder if there's a, because you help online coaches, or, well, you specifically online fitness coaches, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've dialed in for them what phrasing, what key hot words to use so that it targets people really in the US and UK that have the money to spend on the program.
Right. That's cool. Exactly.
Can you apply this to anything, like any kind of coach whatsoever?
Give me an example and we can see.
Oh, let's see here. How about a professional dog walker? No, I don't know. That might be a little bit of a stretch, you know. I'm going to teach you how to walk dogs for
a coach who teaches you how to build your concrete business, right?
Yeah,
you
know, you can. Work. Yep.
Right? So it's essentially all the same thing. You make videos of how much you charge and do the job, however much it takes you for inventory, et cetera. And this person coaches those people on how to be profitable or how to handle objections from customers. Yep. So you just make content from that. And then those types of people that in construction are going to start messaging you. But I think where my knowledge comes in is having taken so many sales calls, I know the objections that people are going to say, what they're struggling with and why they haven't been able to succeed. It's all very similar.
That's why.
So once I have that, I now have pain points to make content for.
Yeah, right on. That's why this is successful to you. Cause I'm sure that's an exercise, you know, cause I'm sure you've never built a concrete business before. Right.
Right.
But if you decided to coach a coach on how to scale this, you would need to go through that process, that discovery process, to find out what those objection points are from those individuals.
Exactly.
That makes sense. I'm curious, you know, let's continue this scenario a little further. This is kind of fun, brother. I appreciate this. Yeah. So in the fitness business, right, you've identified those key phrases, you know, like testosterone, you know, and all of those other things that apply really only to the United States and other English speaking countries. What would a concrete business talk about? Because I mean, if we're pushing it out to India, I don't think they're going to talk about, you know, laying concrete.
Right. I mean, you'd probably want to use keywords. So my dad, if he's watching this, owns a construction company, but like, I have no idea about any of that. So let's say Bobcat, right? Like one of those trucks. Is there a Bobcat in India? Probably not. So use like American made concrete business tools and trucks and stuff like that, brands that'll only push to those people that know what you're talking about.
Interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah, for real. How would somebody go about finding what these keywords might be in their specific industry?
Just get on the phone, man. Just hear what people want. Like, start taking calls for free, offer some services for free. Like, hey, you know, you want to come pick my brain? Here's my calendar, book a call with me. I'll give you exactly my roadmap on how I scaled my concrete business to over $1 million this year. And then people are going to opt in because they love free stuff.
That's awesome. Dude, have you branched out of the fitness, like helping fitness coaches scale yet? Have you gone to other industries?
I haven't, just because if someone asks me, like I will, but I haven't, just because I'm super confident in what this is. And like, I'm pretty niche down, but like, I'm definitely open to it. I just haven't really put much effort into it.
Yeah. I could see you building like a whole Michelangelo army out of this.
That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah. Like teaching some other people, like building a staff and then having somebody, like I'm actually giving you advice on how to scale now for real. You could do this, right? Because you're the fitness guy, but then you could teach people that work for you for specific verticals. So if you find a like vertical, you know, something to fitness, like another one next to that might be nutrition, you know, which is also a freaking hot topic, dude, in the US, you know, and there's words that you can use there, like organic, I bet, you know, because that's not going to be something they're talking about in India. They're like, what are you talking about? Everything's from the ground, you know, over here. <It's>,
yeah.
But exactly. Organic is a big deal here, right, in the US, you know, or non-GMO, you know, is another thing. Like, I'm just giving you ideas here, man. You could make another 50K a month by branching this out. But no.
Yeah, it's funny you said the organic thing, because I went to Costa Rica a couple months ago and their marketing, you're driving on the side of the road in Sharpie in a cardboard box, they have organic fruit here because they know Americans drive through here. Everything is organic in Costa Rica, but they know that Americans want organic, right? So they have it on the side of the road.
Those are brilliant marketers right there, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I hope there's a nutrition coach that's listening to this here.
Yeah. You know, like anything health and wellness realm, right? Yeah, like fitness, strength, health, nutrition, hormones, health up my alley. The other kind of stuff, not so much.
Yeah, I get you. You could probably even go like adjacent to almost kind of like therapy and mindset and those kinds of things too. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's like a life coach kind of style, you know, because a lot of people, I mean, you know, they might hone in like, I've noticed this, like I think the most popular new word of 2023, I can't remember where I saw this, but the highest ranking word was gaslighting of all things, you know? And I'm like, huh, interesting. Cause I also see like narcissists floating around that word on all sorts of content these days, you know?
Crazy.
I don't think that's content that somebody in Costa Rica is talking about, you know, those words, but it would hear. Yeah.
That's some woke content right there.
Yeah, it is. You're from Miami, right?
I'm from Boston, but I live in around Miami now.
That's awesome. I love it. Dude, this has been a fun convo so far. Dude, I love what you're doing. Like, sell and retain their clients. Let's talk about the retention, because it's important. And what we've talked about so far is actually really customer acquisition. Mm-hmm. You know, and after that point, there's the conversion, right, that takes place with what you're talking about, nurturing the lead. But then people that buy from you will have a higher tendency, and I know you know this, will have a higher tendency to buy from you again. And that's the retention aspect. Because, I mean, you're on a monthly subscription plan, right? Or like for those types of fitness coaches, it's recurring revenue. Is that accurate?
Can you rephrase that?
Yeah. So if somebody signs up like an online fitness coach, right? We talked about the personal trainer, how it's really like three times a week, you know, but it's a recurring thing. So it's revenue you can count on. It's recurring revenue. Is that how you teach your fitness coaches as well, is to sign
people up? So I do it in high ticket packaging. So you can't come in and do like month to month. The client has to come in at 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, et cetera. So think of it as recurring after 3 months, if they want to do another three in that kind of way.
So let's talk about the retention then. How do you get them to do another one? Because do you hit them a month ahead of time? Take the floor, bud. You tell me, how do you retain them?
Yeah. So it all starts on the onboarding call and setting the expectation that, hey, you know, you're starting here. Here's where I want to bring you. And here's where you'll be at the end of 3 months. But at the end of 3 months, it's not the end all be all. We have X, Y, and Z that we have to do afterwards. So once you get their foot in the door, like you said, those people are a lot easier to sell because they already trust you. Obviously, you're not going to retain someone. You don't get results. You have to give them results. But it all starts on onboarding and having a crystal clear roadmap of, let's say, 1 year of what they're going to go through if they continue. So for me, they come in, we have a fat loss or calibration phase. And then we get into a fat loss phase. Then you reach this peak, you're into a reverse diet, and then we have a maintenance phase. So if someone comes in for 3 months, they go through a fat loss phase, but now they're in a calorie deficit and they never learned how to reverse diet.
Yeah.
So now they're just going to start eating whatever. and never maintain it because they didn't learn that. So what do I say is, hey, like, I've seen this happen time and time again. You're going to want to stick around for another 3 to 6 months. So if you can increase the LTV, and as the job as a coach, it's to foreshadow problems that are coming up in the future. And so if do that for your client, then you're going to have higher LTV.
Yeah, for sure, man. And LTV, for anybody who doesn't know that acronym, is lifetime value. And that's an important, no, it's all good, dude. It's a, there, we've got people that listen, I mean, all over the world, you know, probably in India too. And they're probably pissed at me today for talking like them, but it's a, I love you guys. I love my brothers in India. Yes, absolutely. All over the world, you know, Kenya, I'm really big in Kenya, apparently. But anyways, yeah, but it's I mean, US obviously and everything, but it's a, I love it because it's well, even in Kenya and other countries, it's like what you're talking about today can be applied to whatever it is that they want to do, you know, even if it's a fitness coach or even like, I mean, we're talking about Kenya, right? Like selling coffee, you know, whatever it is, you know, it can be applied that way. Now, I love what you said about foreshadowing the problems. And, you know, it's an interesting phrase. I've never heard it put that way before. You know, I've always said, you know, like set the right expectations, you know, which is kind of the same thing. But I love how you put that, like foreshadowing the problems, because it's like, I bet you could say, I've seen what happens, you know, when people don't follow the program. So if you follow the program, you can be here in 3 months. At the same time, you might want to be somewhere else 6 months from now. Right. So there's some steps that you can take to get there. 3 months isn't where it starts. 3 months is just the beginning of the journey. And here's what we do after that point. I love that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Like I could sell or something, you know?
Think about it. Like you're trying to, no one trusts you when you first get on a call with someone that has never bought in from you before. So yeah, you know, in your head that for Jeffrey to lose 50 pounds, they're going to need more than 3 months, but you can get at least their foot in the door for an investment they're comfortable with, help them lose 25, buy into the process. That next 1 year upsell now is a no brainer because he knows what's going to happen.
You're brilliant, dude. All right. The last point I want to talk about today, because you talked about getting them at a price where they're comfortable with the investment. What price points have you seen that are almost become like no-brainers or a good structure for this stuff?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I always tell my coaches, don't undersell yourself. So start off at $1,500 for a 3-month package, $500 a month. Because ultimately, if you're charging super low, and no one's going to take it seriously, because who cares if you're spending $100 and you slack off, right?
Yep.
Where you start to see friction for general nutrition, meal plan, workouts is at the 3K mark, a little below it. You're going to start, you have to be really good at sales if you're up in there. Now, if you're sending blood tests, you're doing hormone tests, stress tests, you can charge higher, again, because those are a higher level demographic and you're doing a lot more than just big biceps and a big butt, right?
Big biceps and a big butt. I don't know, man. My butt's still not that big. I don't work it as much as I should, but I don't really care. That's okay. My arms and chest look good. I'm good. That's awesome, man. That's interesting. So $1,500 a month, how many sessions is that typically that you see? Because you're saying you don't want people to undersell themselves.
Well, the thing with online coaching is the beauty of it is that you don't have to trade your time for money. So I maybe spend 20 minutes max per week for each of my clients. So it's not like I have to go meet them at the gym. So $1,500, you can take on 50 clients times 1500, do the math. That's a lot. And you're not having to go meet someone at a gym and they get to work out in their own time. So they get 3 months of, you give them open access, like 24/7 accountability. Here's my message, my text, message me if you need me. But it's not in the sense of like, here's your 1 hour session, here's what it's cost, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. Let's debunk something real quick, because you said this and it's like, I do the same thing. It's like, here's a number, text me, all of that. Yeah. What percentage of people do you actually have that will text you out of all of your members?
Not as much as I'd hope, honestly, just because, you know, people are busy. So like they just want to know that if they did need something, you're there. And that's what people want. So
you got it. Yep.
It's the thing that, you know, you offer them, but it's not, you're not like going to be drowning in text all day.
Yeah. I'm with you from a marketing perspective, you know, cause it makes sense to say, hey, you have the accessibility. It's a good value add. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm talking the way I was positioning my question was for the coaches that are listening to us right now, or those that want to start a coaching business. They're like, I'm not giving out my number. Are you kidding me? People are going to be hounding me day and night. You know, and I discovered the same thing. Like when I started an IT business years ago in cybersecurity, it's like, I don't want to give out my cell phone number. People are going to be calling me all the time. Like I got people, you know, they can fix your printer. You know, don't call me all the time for that. But it's such a small percentage, man. Of people that actually will do that. And it's mind-blowing to me how many will not text you, call you when you give them your direct cell number, because most people are not good at the follow-up. You know, it's like you as the coach are the ones that actually hold them to the accountability that they said they wanted to have.
Exactly. Yeah. And we do messaging within an app, but it's another selling point. Like, hey, I'm going to give you my personal number. Yeah. I'm here for you with whatever you need. And it just sounds good.
Right on. Are you using Community for that?
No, there's a personal training app called Trainerized.
It's built right in. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. I know a lot of people use Community. I mean, that's what Gary Vee started a while back, and it helps, but it's there's a lot of them out there. That's cool, man. You've got this dialed in, dude, for real.
I like to think so.
Yep. Thanks for bringing value today because it's, I always like to say you didn't hold back, you know, and everybody appreciates that, because right now you just clearly establish yourself as the expert. I even picked up a few things as we were talking. It's like, I understand what you do because I do it too. And at the same time, that thing about the 7 seconds and the long caption, I'm like, that's freaking brilliant. Like right there. That's awesome. Just like Neil Patel last week. I'm like, yes, test it on X. You know, that's awesome. Cool, brother. Well, Michelangelo Girardi. Dude, I see everybody can find you on Instagram and YouTube at Girardi Performance. And that sends to you've got free gifts for podcast gifts. But we're going to send everybody to, what is it, coach.girardiperformance.com/podcast-gifts. And we'll have that in the show notes too, man. Thanks for bringing some value today, dude. You showed people how to make 50K a month today. That's fire, bro.
No more excuses. Now everyone's going to be rolling in the dough, changing lives.
Well, that's because everybody's going to hire you to help them do it. That's awesome. Sweet brother. Thanks for coming on, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Rick.